Section 2. Sales logic for the program. Cash dangers.
Moving on, let's review the logic in adopting this fresh sales approach and culture. We know that customers don't just buy machines, they only buy what it can do for their business, that gives them payback and a good return on investment. To understand this, they have to go through some sort of internal process that leads them to believe they cannot fix an issue in any other way other than to buy a new machine. Having reached this conclusion, which item comes next? Is it the choice of machine? Is it the choice of supplier? Is it the choice of specification? Or do they ask themselves questions like, can we afford it? Where will we get the money? How much will it really cost us? Think about this for a moment. What's your answer? Well, let's not be pedantic, but every business I know must agree first how to fund something or whether it will pay for itself before they consider placing an order or signing any agreements. So, that begs the question, should we get the money organised first or should we leave it to chance? Should we ask them if they have a budget? Well, we've tried the last one and spent ages working on a quote, demonstration, etc., only to be told that the budget has either been cut or withdrawn or no longer exists. It's probably more important to ask them about where they make the most profit. Maybe we can change their finance from HP to operating lease and reduce their payments. We'll see later that if we have mastered the art of cost justification and carried out a conceptual cost justification earlier in the sale, we can avoid many of these pitfalls. Just think how many that might win us in extra orders. And here's the other thing. If you get a credit line approved much earlier in the sales process, you'll find out a couple of other good, useful time-saving things. Is the customer actually creditworthy? How much is the customer good for, money-wise? And how much easier it is when you take the money with you to complete the sale? In fact, you might be closer to total solution selling or helping the customer to buy than ever before. If that hasn't made you think or rethink, let me remind you of some other reasons why we can do better. First, when we cost justify, we will be seen differently by the customer. Secondly, because cost justification is linked to the use of finance values on a daily, hourly, weekly, or even per ton ratio, we will naturally be interpreting values differently and better for our customers. And finally, cash prices never interpreted anything. They just raised objections like, how much? Or that's too expensive? Or how much discount can I get? Let's remind ourselves of how little £1,000 actually is in simple values. It's somewhere between £1.25 and £1.50 per day, dependent on whether we're using HP or operating lease. Yes, just £1.50. It doesn't sound like a lot to you either, does it? Think about it. When was the last time you gave a customer a price in cash terms and they said to you, "Well, I cannot believe it's that cheap"? I want you to carry out an exercise now, or later, obviously, if you're driving. The instructions and the chart are in your workbook. Simply review the last 3 months' non-sales. They will be in two categories. One, no decisions, where you made no sale to anybody and they didn't buy from any other suppliers either. Or two, a deal that was won by another supplier. Simply total up that business and just suppose we could have won one in three of all of those. How much would that be in real sales value? How different would you feel now? And how much money might you have earned? It is vital that you can understand the value and importance of what I'm saying in real sales value and commission terms. Also, You will understand how some deals are slipping through your fingers for the sake of some simple cost justification discussions and commitments from your prospects. If you're still with me, you realise you have unrealised potential. Let's go get that additional business. Let's move forward to look in detail how selling with finance can benefit us and remind ourselves of the true dangers of leading with cash prices.